my dear. Will you put one of those in your mouth?
Completely barbed.
It has a pair of sharp nippers on its back end, and if it grabs your tongue with those, it never lets go.
She's off her head.
So you've got to bite the earwig first. Chop! Chop! Before it bites you!
Get away, George said to himself. Get as far away from this filthy old woman as possible.
You're trying to get away from me, aren't you?
Well...
Hey?
No, but
hey?
Yes, but...
You're
no,
trying to get
no,
away from Grandma!
It's not...
She could be a witch. George thought about witches. Witches aren't just found in fairy tales, he knew that. But that old woman, in that old chair, his Grandma, could be one.
Come closer to me, little boy.
But
come closer to me, and I will tell you secrets.
Oh, Grandma!
Come on, I won't hurt you.
George didn't believe this for one second. Look at that smile. That's the sort of icy smile a snake might make just before it bites you.
Come over here to Grandma, and she'll whisper secrets to you.
I can't.
You can't?
I have to go and feed Jack Frost.
Nonsense. It's only just past his breakfast time. Come here, George. Don't be frightened of Grandma.
But George was frightened of Grandma. She was too spooky.
Some of us have magic powers.
Magic powers?
Magic powers that can twist the creatures of this earth into wondrous shapes.
What do you mean?
Some of us have fire on our tongues and sparks in our bellies and wizardry in the tips of our fingers.
Oh!
Some of us know secrets that would make your hair stand straight up on end and your eyes pop out of their sockets.
Oh, Grandma, don't!
George knew he should run. Run away now. But something was the matter. His feet wouldn't move. His feet were glued to the spot.
We know how to make your nails drop off and teeth grow out of your fingers instead.
Stop it, Grandma. Stop it, please don't.
We know how to have you wake up in the morning with a long tail coming out behind you.
No more, please.
We know secrets, my dear, about dark places where dark things live and squirm and slither all over each other.
George knew he must get away. Go now. Make a dive for the door.
It doesn't matter how far you run. You won't ever get away.
Stop it. Stop it. Please stop it.
As he said this, his mind got to work again, and he had an idea. If you hate her so much, perhaps it's time to do something about her.
I've got to do something about her. Now's my chance.
Something whopping, something absolutely terrific, a real shocker.
Wow!
A sort of explosion.
An explosion!
Something that will blow away the witchy smell that hangs all around her.
Yes!
George knew that, in spite of being only 8 years old, he was a brave boy. And he was more than ready to take this old woman on.
I'm not going to be frightened by her. I'm not. But how am I going to shake her up? I could put a firework banger under her chair. No, I haven't got one. I could put a long green snake down the back of her dress. No, I haven't got one of those either. I could put 6 big black rats in with her and lock the door. But I haven't got 6 big black rats. Oh, dear.
But another idea came to him when he looked at the sideboard.
I know!
Up there on the sideboard was Grandma's medicine.
Yes, Grandma's medicine. I'll make her a new medicine. One that's so strong and so fierce and so fantastic, it'll either cure her completely or blow off the top of her head. I'll make her a magic medicine. A medicine no doctor in the world has ever made before. I've got an hour before her next dose is due. Yes, a magic medicine it shall be.
So give me a bug and a jumping flea. Give me 2 snails and little three. And a slimy squiggler from the sea. And the poisonous sting of a bumblebee. The juice from the fruit of the jujube tree, and the powdered bone of a wombat knee, and 100 other things as well. Hitch with rather not his man. I'll stir them up, I'll boil them long, a mixture tough, a mixture strong, and then down it goes. A nice big spoonful holds your nose. Just hold it down.